So you played in the bubble today. Who plays in the bubble on? I thought football was one of those outdoor games where you play. You know,
it is, but it's a long season, and we need to save our fields. So that's what we were told.
Is that natural grass out there?
Yeah, it's natural grass. But you know what? It's a long season, man. We already beat it up, you know, throughout our training camp.
Bill's not softening up, is he?
No, not by a long shot.
We'll have to ask him that in an hour whether he's softening up.
So what'd you I mean, we can ask everybody this. I mean, it's a relevant question for everybody in the NFL. What did you do during the lockout, and was there any time where you said, maybe I won't work out today like I normally would? What was that like for you?
Lockout was an interesting thing because, you know, all of us play this game, and sometimes you in the playoffs, so you're all season short. You have injuries that you dealt with throughout the course of the year that, you know, really don't fully heal. So I think this year, instead of taking the negative out of, you know, the lockout, it was some positive that as a player you got out of it. And one was to be with your family, have a chance to rest and work out, you know, and do what you need to do to get prepared. Some guys, you know, worked out the whole lockout. Some guys, you know, did their own thing. But for the most part, you know, we got back. Everybody was happy to be back. Of course, you know, with the OTAs and being around guys and mini camps and stuff like that, you missed a little communication with football in that time. But for the most part, everybody came back pretty healthy. And you know what? We knew it was going to be a tough start of training camp just because we haven't been around a while. You know, and new things that we threw in that we knew was going to be a challenge to us. And we knew Bill was going to challenge us with a couple things. But so far, so good. You know, it's not perfect. We have a long ways to go. But myself, I just enjoyed the family. I worked out at my house and at my little ranch. And I did a lot of looked at a lot of horses. I'm a big horse racing fan, so I hit a couple tracks up and met a couple good trainers.
Wait a minute. How many tracks?
I enjoyed myself and my family with this offseason.
Talking about those changes, 4-3 from a 3-4, probably biggest difference for you in that you move off the center's head to move off the shoulder of the guard. Does that make it much different for you, or was last year really different, and they moved you over to the emphasis of the run, so you were all over the place?
You know what? With a Bill Belichick as a head coach, we could play. It's time you line up with one defensive lineman, you line up with five defensive linemen. So I don't think it would be any different. I mean, we have guys that can play 4-3, 3-4, whatever you want to call it. We have a lot of guys that can play different positions. And last year I moved around quite a bit. It was challenging, but at the same time, it was fun. I got a chance to, you know, see the game from a different position, which is different from going from nose and going to a defensive end. Things happen a lot slower, a lot quicker at some positions. But you have to learn on the run. And always, you know, you're telling them I'm a defensive lineman. I'm not a nose tackle. I categorize myself as a defensive lineman. So with that being said, it gives us the luxury to move around guys. And we've done a good job. So far, so good in camp with the things that Bill threw at us.
Vince, is there a different approach, though? Is it more of an attack defense right now? Are you going to play any differently than you did before? Because last year you're tying up a couple guys.
It's going to be all different types of things we do this year. Like I said, we have the personnel to do what we want. And I think Bill is trying to, you know, see a few things, what can work, you know, what don't work, and try to weed them out now. And like I say, with the mini camps that we missed, we kind of, you know, we kind of threw this together, in camp. So, we're just going through and just seeing how it looks and, you know, how do it fit our defense? How do it fit our scheme? What changes we can make? If we want to continue to do it, do we want to be a 3-4? Do we want to be a 4-3? Whatever it may be, you know, it's going to be up to Bill. You know, that's his call. But I will say we have the personnel to basically do whatever we want on this defense.
When did you first hear about Albert Haynesworth coming to town, and what was your interaction with Haynesworth initially?
The day he got here, you know, I saw him and Bill, you know, kind of said something to the team in the big meeting, saying that we picked up him from Washington. And me personally, I was like, you know, that's another defensive player, you know, a great defensive player. And my main thing is, you know what, I want him on the field. It's a pleasure to play with a guy like him. One of the best in the league, around the league. I think everybody's seen that that the guy can play. It's not going to do anything but make us better, you know. And we all have a lot to learn, including Albert, myself, the rest of the defensive line. Because, like I said, with the missing this offseason, it's a lot got thrown at us in training camp, and shortening the training camp. That's even more on our plate. So we all have a lot to learn. But one thing he's willing to learn. He's in the meeting rooms. He's trying to get the defensive stuff down. He's taking care of his end. So. You know what? I hope everything works out for all of us.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because we haven't seen him much out there on the practice field. So how much communication have you had? You're saying he's in those meetings.
Yeah.
So you're spending some time in there. So he obviously is picking this stuff up.
Yeah.
How much communication have the two of you had? Because you're playing alongside each other.
Oh, yeah. We talk all day, every day. We talk. And like I say, he want to learn. He's very smart when it comes to football. He's very smart. He pick up stuff quickly. You know, it's just a matter of time, just, you know, actually physical doing it. And just getting used to being around different types of guys and how we do things around here, which I think he'll have no problem with doing that. So, everything that, you know, I've seen and what I heard from him, it's all good stuff. And, you know, I can't wait.
Is this a good environment for him? I mean, he's had some difficulty. There have been some issues in the past. You know the makeup of this team. Is this a good situation for him?
I mean, he can only tell you that. I think, you know, if you surround yourself with good guys, you'll turn out. It'll rub off on you. And I think in this locker room, we have a bunch of great guys, great coaches, great organization. So hopefully that'll rub off on him. And like I say, everything that I've seen in him, you know, talk with him and everything, he's very smart. Seems like a nice guy and everything. I met him at the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. We talked out there. And he just want to play football. He's just one of those guys that all he want to do is play football. And you can't ask for anything other than that.
I'm wondering what it's like for you. When you first got here, you had Richard Seymour in place. You had Ty Warren in place. And you guys were together on the defensive line. Seymour's gone. We've dealt with that for a couple of years. But now Warren released. What did you think when you heard that news? Just put it into perspective, those guys that you came into the league with playing for other teams now.
You know, that was pretty tough because, you know, for this was 8 years. I was going and playing with Ty, and Ty been in the league for 9 years. I've gotten to know him over the years personally, his family. You know, we're like family. And at the end of the day, it's a business. You know, he understood that. We all understand that. I mean, one of the days, hopefully it may happen to me, you know, but, it was just one of those things where, you know, business took place and, Bill did what was best for the team, you know, and, you know, Ty understood it. You know, he didn't take it to heart. I mean, he missed being, you know, I talk to him all the time. He missed being around his, you know, around the teammates and everything. But, you know, like you say, you know, the ball going to roll regardless of what. But as a personal friend, you know, I wish I could have continued to play with him, but it don't happen like that all the time. So, I remember coming in this league, I said, I wish I can start my career here and even leave my career here with the same, you know, guys that I had around me. And it seems like all of those guys are gone now. So, but, That's the nature of the business. You have to understand that, and you know, when it's your time, it's your time.
By the way, have you and your wife found a room yet for Chad Ochocinco? He's looking to move
Chad,
in. With
Chad don't want to move in with us. I mean, he want to go out with a fan. So
Bianca would have nothing doing.
You got Xbox. You have the internet.
Yeah, I have Xbox. I have PS3. I have it all for. Oh,
that's the place to be.
He said he see us too much. He want to go there with a fan.
And you can teach him about horse racing too.
Exactly. Right? You can teach him about horse racing.
So tell us about this track. Spending some time at the tracks. I mean, how much time and what do you know about horse racing?
Because you know something, I just want to say this. I don't think you ever had it in you to become a jockey.
No. I'm not a listen to.
A horse would be dead.
I outgrown a jockey when I was two. So, jockey is out of my league. But you know what? I took about 5-6 years now. I've been in the horse industry and just basically learning about horse racing and you know how that business works. And this past season, you know, this past offseason, I really just took it to another level where I had a chance to go out and see some of the top horses perform. This was my second year going to Derby, so I got a chance to go down and actually see Animal Kingdom before the race, and it's just a whole different sport. But, you know, to me, horses is the closest things to human athletes. I mean, you can look at a horse and just tell them how beautiful a horse is, how big a horse is, how small he is, how strong he look, how powerful he look. You can tell that by just looking at horses. And, you know, they just like humans. They just can't talk. So, I just got a chance to get to some tracks this year and basically just watch the top horses in the country run. And it blew my mind.
That's not true, by the way. The Dr. Doolittle, I saw that movie. Yeah. Eddie Murphy, they talk in that movie. You didn't see that movie?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they got the horse to talk.
Yeah, no, these horses don't do that. No. But, I took it from there. I learned a lot, this off season, you know, by looking at horses and some friends that, you know, that I acquired through this whole thing, and trainers and owners, you name it. You know, I've seen them. I talk with them. I actually got, like I said, I got close to the, you know, seen the Derby horse, the Derby winner right 2 feet from me. So it's just one of those things where, you know, as an athlete, you look at these horses and you be like, man, that's a beautiful animal. And my wife knows it. You know, everything she quizzed me on the horses is like, hey, baby, I like that horse. Well, she tried to tell me, ask me everything. What's the trainer? What he done? How the horse run? All types of stuff. So I have to give her the rundown of what the horse is all about. But
have you brought a horse home yet? Have you bought any of these horses yet?
Yeah, I have a couple of them.
Do you?
Yeah, I didn't have him bring them actually home.
I was going to say, I don't bring them home.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that.
I have a couple of them that I have. And, you know, it's been working out well for me. You know, it's a different type of business. You can do it the right way and you can do it the wrong way. You can lose a lot of money, you can win a lot of money. Mm. At the end of the day, it's a hobby, you know, and as long as you take pride in what you're doing and have fun, you'll be okay.
We get this question all the time from fans. You guys go through, have phenomenal seasons last 2 years. You were 14-2 last year. You've lost in the first playoff game the last couple of years. When you're done with that and you go back home, you sit there and try to figure out, I mean, it's only one game, but you've had such a great season. Everything clicks. Everything's been put together. And then you go home after one game, especially with the success that you guys have had in the past. How much do you take from the fact that something seems to happen in that first game, at least the last 2 years in the playoffs?
You know, I think each year is different. And what you have to look at is, you know, why didn't we get over the hump? I mean, what made us lose that game? What can we do as a team better next year? What can I do as a ball player better to get over the hump? And I think everybody asks that question. And, you know, you look at film, you go back to certain games, and you be like, man, you know, you start like, why didn't I do that? So it definitely leave a bad taste in your mouth. You know, to go 14-2, you know, a hell of a season, but to finish it off, knocked out the first round, you know, that kind of was a bitter taste. So, you know what, our motto is last year, every year we move forward. Right now, everybody's starting from the same level, and we have a good chance to do something special, and it starts now.
Vince, it's going to be fun here every Monday. We're really looking forward to having you down here every Monday. Do you need to play much in these preseason games? Is it important for you?
I'm excited about the preseason. First time in my career, I'm excited about.
How about they didn't put you in game one?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm pretty sure I get quite a few plays this
run.
Week. Yeah, but you know what? I'm ready for it. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy the season is back rolling. I'm happy to be back with my team.
Just hope it doesn't rain, because you guys won't be prepared for the rain.
You have to blame Bill on that one.
We'll see you next week.
All right, guys.